Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The United States continues to protect unborn children under the Trump administration. President Donald Trump and the agencies are doing all they can, with or without Congress, to protect innocent human life. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. This is a development, Matt, that is good news. U.S. diplomats from the Trump administration successfully reversed a trend to liberalize abortion laws throughout the region at the 48th General Assembly of the Organization of American States. This recently occurred, and this is just another one of these situations under President Donald Trump, who has amazingly become the most pro-life president in modern history.
Yeah, who would have thought it early on? He is the most pro-life, pro-family, pro-religious liberty president that we've had in modern history, and he is single-handedly taking an eraser to the Obama administration. You know, under President Barack Obama, America's chief export was immorality and death. He pushed radical policies that embraced sexual immorality and sexual anarchy. Obama pushed abortion homicide and really extorted a number of countries with the purse string, saying, if you don't embrace these radical leftist policies, this culture of death, we're going to cut you off. We're not going to give you aid and support in terms of financial help. President Trump is now not just President Obama's domestic policies and his legacy are being erased, but now his international and foreign policy is being erased. This is so encouraging.
Well, you all have heard about the United Nations, but there are other situations. This one is called the OAS, the Assembly of the Organization of American States. This is more of a regional, and this would include the North America, South America, some of those particular Americas in the America area, 48th annual meeting. This involves 35 independent states, as they call them, but it's 35 independent nations, including the United States. They gather for policies and for discussion regarding those issues that affect the Organization of American States, the various 35 independent nations. Now, they constitute the main political, jurisdictional, and social governmental forum in the hemisphere for this region. And in addition to how in the past there have been administrations, particularly the Obama administration, but also in Republican administrations, where the UN or the OAS has been walking down this liberal path regarding abortion. They might call it some euphemism of reproductive rights or family planning. But at the end of the day, part of that is killing innocent unborn children. Now, what happened is our U.S. diplomats that attend the OAS during this 48th General Assembly in 2018 have ultimately pulled back the OAS from this road down to further abortion support.
Yeah, and Canada, not surprisingly, under very liberal leadership right now, they wanted the phrase sexual and reproductive rights left in this resolution, this OAS resolution. The United States under the Trump administration said, nope, we're not having any of that nonsense and rhetoric and propaganda. They had it removed, which is a good thing. The American Convention on Human Rights says every person has the right to have his life respected. This right shall be protected by law and in general from the moment of conception. So that's the language that we need in these types of resolutions, and that's the kind of language that President Trump is pushing.
Well, in addition to the 35 independent states that are part of the Organization of American States, there's also 69 states or 69 nations that have what's called permanent observer status, as well as the European Union. It's all part of it. So it's a large number. The United States and Canada are the most influential nations of the OAS, and so the recent trend at the OAS has been toward liberalizing abortion laws, pushing these different independent nations, the 35 nations, to promote abortion. And this has particularly happened within the last 5 years. And guess what 5 years that refers to, Matt? President Barack Obama. And the United States and Canada recently at the OAS debated over a passage in a draft resolution referring to, quote, sexual and reproductive health, close quote. Canada tried to make it more explicit in favor of abortion, seeking to add the phrase sexual and reproductive rights to the resolution. However, the United States pushed back and had the divisive phrase deleted altogether. So the American Convention on Human Rights says this: every person has the right to have his life respected. This right shall be protected by law and in general from the moment of conception. That's an amazing statement that's now in the OAS.
And the treaty, it says that every human being is a person, right? Well, which is keeping in, you know, what country has taken the lead on this principle, has taken the lead on that philosophy, that truth, that eternal truth, more than any other nation in the world in all of history? It's the United States. You just think of our Declaration of Independence. You know, every nation in the world should adopt this principle that we are all created, right? We are all with certain unalienable rights by our Creator. We are given these rights among these life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, life being paramount. And now we're recognizing here that unborn rights are human rights, that it is a international right to life, a principle that is near and dear to Americans because it's a principle that was codified effectively in our Declaration of Independence.
So why are we concerned about these particular situations? Well, obviously, we have the battle for religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and the family, the basic core of our liberty here in the United States, and that's where it should be. But we also have to watch these end runs, whether it's from the United Nations or the OAS, the Organization of American States, where different administrations will sign on to these different kinds of resolutions or a treaty that's supposed to be adopted by the United States Senate and confirmed by the Senate. But sometimes they sign on to resolutions on their own. And obviously what we have is that these policies can ultimately be used to move the different nations towards certain directions. And in this case, for the last 5 years under the Obama administration, it's been used to ultimately push abortion. It's been used to push abortion in the OAS. Finally, the U.S. pushed back. And as I said, the American Convention on Human Rights says this: every person has the right to have his life respected. This right shall be protected by law and in general from the moment of conception. Now, the Inter-American Court of Human Rights in recent years used the phrase, quote, in general, close quote, to widen the cases in which abortion should be made legal in the region. And obviously, we're now pushing back, and we should push back. I thank God that we have a president that is now, without question, there's no peer, the most pro-life president in American history since Roe versus Wade. Obviously, Roe versus Wade goes all the way back to 1973, and we have the most pro-life president in American history.
Yeah, and this just reminds us, too, that the sin of abortion, the abortion holocaust, is not just exclusive to the United States of America. The abortion holocaust is an international holocaust that is spread around the world, and that the pro-death advocates, so-called pro-choice advocates, are pushing. We saw, you know, a tragedy in Ireland where that Catholic nation is now embraced abortion homicide. We have to fight hard to reverse that trend.
No question. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Liberty Counsel advances religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage in the family through education, litigation, and public policy. Our focus, of course, is the United States, but we also are involved in issues around the world, filing briefs and giving counsel to organizations and people all over the country and all over the world. Stand with Liberty Counsel as we continue to stand with life. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Remember to pray for Liberty Counsel and our ministry and our families of ministries, but also support Liberty Counsel with your regular contributions. You can go online, lc.org. You can make an online contribution there. You can also choose to support Liberty Counsel on a monthly basis. That is a blessing and a benefit both to you and to us, because we can then count on those contributions to continue to move forward as we plan for the future. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.